Merry Christmas! Happy holidays! Come in, come in! Welcome to my Christmas party! Do you like my decor? I hope I did it right. Even if I did it wrong, praise me anyway. I copied pictures from your human books on what Christmas parties looked like. I put candy canes on a Christmas tree, there are stockings above the fireplace, and I have tons of fairy lights around. Although, I have fairy lights all year round, to be honest. I even found some garden gnomes to stand by the door. Why garden gnomes? Aren't they like Christmas elves? I put Santa hats on them, so they've been upgraded from gnome to elf. Just pretend with me that they're elves. Oh, do you like the flower arrangements? This red flower is known as poinsettia. They're a little toxic if eaten. I had to make sure salt and pepper don't try to eat them. That's why they're hung above the door frames and ceilings. Just in case, be sure you don't eat them too. Want to help me cook dinner for the party? All of Advent will be coming by later, by the way. The Yakuza are too busy cleaning to help out. Lots of blood to clean up around here, you know? Body parts too. So, it's just the two of us in this grand castle of mine for now. Oh? What's with the face? What I said was concerning. Don't be silly. Now lend me a hand while I cook. I'm not sure what foods you humans eat for Christmas. You guys like chicken, right? My mom always made my favorite childhood foods for Christmas. But it's been so long since I ate them. I don't even remember what my favorites are anymore. There's this one dish I like to call worms, though. It's not really worms. Don't judge me. It's just beef cut into worm shapes. My mama put gravy of some kind and mushrooms with it. Someday I hope I learn the exact recipe. There's some ingredients I can't figure out. I really miss eating that. She would always decorate the table to be Christmas themed, with red placemats, flowers at the middle of the table, and fancy plates being used. I don't have any fancy plates though, just boring, simple porcelain plates for us. It's been a while since I felt excited about Christmas. As people grow up, it gets harder to feel excited. At least, that's how it is for me. I don't even remember my age anymore. I want to feel excited like everyone. But if I can't feel that way, the least I can do is make you all look forward to this party. So, I'm trying to give it my all right now. Decorating as best as I can, cooking as much as I can, and smiling as much as I can. Actually, before we start dinner, I want to show you something in the backyard. One of the few things that bring me excitement. You can consider this as my gift to you too. I'm too excited to show you my gift. I stole the weather from another story. It's going to be a snowy Christmas. Don't you think it's amazing? I'm sure the characters I stole the weather from won't mind. They're about to go extinct after all. Someday Yakuza will prepare the falling snow later. Did you know that it rarely snowed during the Ice Age, though? I'm sorry if snow is a boring gift for you. It's not exactly something you can keep. But I think it's beautiful. It's so pure. It reminds me of my childhood, and how I always wished to see it fall. Whenever I look at it, I feel happy. So, I hope that you can feel the peace that I feel. The way it covers the landscape brings me a sense of calm. But enough about that. Merry Christmas. Let's play in the snow later, okay?